This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The agency auditing the Colorado Springs Police Department's use of force is delaying its report. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The company is adding a survey for people within the police department at the request of Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey. Niskey met with the city's Commission on Police Accountability and Transparency this week to discuss the audit, among other things. The new survey is in addition to a public one conducted earlier this year. The audit is looking into the police department's use of force, including demographic data and potential disparities, and will make recommendations. The report is expected to be complete early next year. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado is expanding wildlife mitigation efforts, including adding dozens of people to a team of prison inmates specially trained in wildland firefighting. One crew worked a pilot project at Dome Rock State Wildlife Area in central Colorado, thinning dead and dying trees on the forest floor with chainsaws. Team leader Kevin Payton calls it the best job an inmate can get in the prison system.
It's the highest paying job. It gives us the best opportunity to get home to our families sooner. It gives us something to be proud of.
The money from the project comes from a $700 million state stimulus plan intended to spur the Colorado economy post-pandemic. Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett is part of a bipartisan group behind legislation that would fund a new National Guard program to help fight wildfires. The Fire Guard system uses satellites, drones, sensors, and cameras to help map and track fires. The program is authorized by the Pentagon on a year-to-year basis. Bennett's amendment would fund the program for 5 years. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.